You're listening to Vatican Radio. Yemen is in the midst of the world's worst cholera outbreak. In the last 3 months alone, 400,000 cases of suspected cholera and nearly 1,900 associated deaths have been recorded. The country is on the brink of famine, with over 60% of the population not knowing where their next meal will come from. Speaking to Lydia O'Kane from Sana'a City, Communications Officer Reem Nada spoke about the current situation on the ground.
Well, the cholera outbreak is actually compounding a very complex situation in Yemen because already we have malnutrition, we have hunger. 17 million people are suffering from, you know, they don't know where their next meal is coming from. So that, coupled with a disease like cholera, when people are too weak to fight it, we are most concerned about children who are malnourished. We're talking about 2 million children who, if contracting a disease such as cholera, could die. The risk of death for children who are malnourished is way higher than in normal circumstances. That's why we need to make food available. We need to make nutritional products available to get that under control.
How has the World Food Programme been reacting to the situation with regard to getting the food to people who need it most?
The World Food Programme has been scaling up its operations constantly over the past year. And last month, we have been able to reach a record number of 5.5 million people across the country. Of course, the needs are greater. The needs are huge in Yemen. This month, we are aiming to support 7 million people. As I said, the needs are great, and we are only able to provide food assistance to those who need it most, to those who are at risk of starvation if they do not get food assistance. The World Food Programme is currently only about a little more than 40% funded until the end of the year to support 9 million people in Yemen. But until we get enough funding, we cannot be scaling up because really we are trying to help the neediest of the needy.
Obviously, a lot of people are in need of medical assistance, and I was reading in the statement that a lot of health workers haven't been paid, but also the fact that there is hope, there is light at the end of the tunnel, that the statement was saying that more than 99% of people who are sick with suspected cholera and who can access health services are now surviving.
Yes, it's true. I mean, cholera is not a deadly disease. It can be prevented, and it can be prevented, definitely, and it can be treated. But at this point in Yemen, when health facilities are broken down, when infrastructure is broken down, when there is heaps of garbage on the streets because even cleaners have not been paid for the past 10 months, this all has created the cholera outbreak. However, we can help fight that. We can help cure people. We have been to cholera treatment centers where the World Food Programme is providing also nutritional support. The World Health Organization is providing medicine as well as UNICEF that is supporting health workers who have not been paid. They are getting incentives from the UN organizations. So this all is trying to alleviate the amount of suffering that this country is seeing right now. Yemen is the biggest humanitarian crisis in the world at the moment.